As I was saying, there's no one in the shelters at the moment. There's only one shelter open, that's the one at Pickett School. I would say the main areas of impact are in Pickett's, as usual, in the Flash area of Pickett's, the Herbert's area of Potter's, where the roads are not very good, but there's quite a bit of flooding over there. But it's not impacting anyone's homes. And in Potter's, the Corrine's Bar on the main road in Potter's, just across the road from the basketball court, is the main area of impact in Potter's in terms of persons getting flooding in their homes. In Painters West, we have quite a bit of flooding in that area. Quite a few persons have been negatively affected, as you know, and the roads also have been impacted. A lot of them are severely eroded because they were just mall roads. But other than that, we have fared fairly okay within the St. George community, considering that in Pickett's and in Painters West, those are major, major flood-prone areas, and we have not seen the damage that we normally see. But as you know, many, many years ago, I did cut the road, and it's still cut, so the water backing up is not as big a problem as it was a few years ago. And so, as I said, in Barnes and New Winthrop, Cedar Valley, Carlisle, and those areas, they're all okay. I've been in those areas, and the flooding area is not as great. There's practically no flooding really in those areas. And so, in the New Judges area, as you know, the road is pretty bad in that area as well. So there's been a little bit of flooding on the road, but the people in New Judges are okay. We have not seen the level of damage there either.